Here's a thought I'll title, Bouncing Off the Surface. This is a recent experience of mine. I'm still thinking about this. I think there's something more here than what I understand at this point. But here it is nonetheless. I was looking at a lot of what I would call very beautiful landscape images recently, and I realized I was just bouncing off the surface. With each new image, this was presented in a slideshow kind of presentation on the web, with each new image, I would look at it and just bounce off of it because it was so perfect and so beautiful and so well done. There's nothing wrong with the photographs, but they were very, very surface views. There wasn't anything particularly deep or significant or engaging or worth looking at. I found myself looking at it and just saying, ah, gorgeous, pretty picture. Next. And it was gone. I bounced off of it. And it became clear to me, the more I thought about this afterwards, that the kinds of photographs that I tend to value are those that engage me on a deeper level, those that make me think, those that make me ask questions, those that make me wonder, those that make me want to see more, those that I want to see in context with other photographs, not the ones that I can look at and just say, wow, double thumbs up, gorgeous, nice job of photography. Those aren't engaging, and I don't find those very interesting, and they certainly don't have any staying power in the way I look at them. They might be fantastic to mat and frame and hang above the fireplace because they add a beautiful sense of harmony and decor to a room. But I guess maybe that's the kind of photography that I don't do because I'm less interested in it than I maybe should be. I don't know. All I know is when I bounce off a photograph, I don't think that's a good thing in terms of describing my relationship with the photograph or the photographer's hard work to produce it.